The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Dharma Samadhi is concentration. And one of the aspects of concentration is, and the word samadhi probably means something closer to unification or gathering together than it does mean concentration. And I think of it as becoming whole. And so the movement towards this gathering together, unification, is to include everything, this too. And so we got a wonderful lesson that if you're practicing the Dharma, then this too, when things don't work, this too gets to be included. And we did the best we could to figure it out. But the nature of how it is today, that this too, that YouTube didn't work for us. And for those of you who could migrate over to here, Zoom does work. So I'm very happy to see you. And it's kind of nice to see faces for a change for this early morning. And I could, there's a lot of you, so I would have to take a few minutes to scroll through the whole show. And hopefully not everyone shows up because the account only holds 500 people. So now I say it says 248. So probably we're safe. So let's do a short meditation and maybe go into a little bit beyond 7:30, and we can just kind of adjust the morning a little bit. And then I'll give a short talk on this topic of concentration, and then we'll switch to the community meeting we were going to have. So you might take a meditation posture if you'd like, or to take the posture you're already in. There's something about this too, that you don't actually have to do anything special to be awake. You don't have to do anything special or change what's going on to bring a wakeful presence to whatever you're going on. And there's something very profound about starting with exactly where you are. And then to ask yourself the question, if the movement of practice is to be inclusive, what needs to be included right now so that you're more fully present? What needs to be included so you're not resisting anything or having the idea that this shouldn't be happening? If only this wasn't happening, then I could meditate. And if you haven't closed your eyes, and you'd like to, close your eyes. And if the idea of being inclusive in practice begins with your body, you might see if you can have a global awareness of your body. A kind of global awareness that everything is allowed to be included. That which is pleasant, that which is unpleasant, comfortable, uncomfortable. Somehow a global space, awareness, saving acceptance of all of it here. And then this global awareness can also be inclusive of your emotions, how you're feeling, the mood that you're in. And also to be inclusive of what's happening in your mind, the thinking mind, the thoughts. Not to get involved with them, but in a sense to be bigger, wider, more global than anything you can think about. And if you imagine that this global awareness of all of what you are, nothing excluded, imagine that it's like a big round ball. And at the center of the ball is your breathing. Maybe in some particular location where the breathing is most clear in your body. And from the center of the globe, you rest, you're aware, with open boundaries, open space, sitting at the center. With no edges to this globe, sitting at the center where it's quiet, the quiet breathing, quiet in that breathing itself is not thinking. Thinkings and feelings are in the orbit, in the globe, around, but they're not at the center. Letting go into the breathing, letting go into the center of all things, and everything else is allowed to be. And perceived by the gentle rhythm, breathing in and breathing out at the center. And then to end this sitting, to appreciate that things did not unfold this morning as was planned, maybe as you expected. And this is the nature of life, the world, that often enough things don't unfold the way they're planned or expected. And what is it like to take care of what needs to be taken care of in a simple way, while the mind stays free, stays at ease with what is? Perhaps it's not necessary to sacrifice the mind's ease as often as people do. The important thing is to take care of what we can take care of. And stay close to our freedom, to our ease, and to our love and kindness, to our generosity. So good morning or good day, greetings. And I trust that you hear me. One of the wonderful things about Zoom is that you could put your thumbs up if you can hear. And then I know that we're somehow great. We're connected. So this is what I said at the end. We have these wonderful capacities within us. We have capacities for generosity, for friendliness, for love. We have capacities for ease, peace within, capacities for calm. We have capacities for wisdom and clarity. And that as we do Dharma practice, some of these capacities become clear. I see it, some comments in the chat, some people having trouble getting in. But I think that hopefully everyone with time gets accepted in. So as we do Dharma practice, that we will start to kind of feeling in it more acutely, more clearly, some of these capacities, some of these potentials of what we have. And that gives us an opportunity to make choices of whether or not to value those, whether or not to give some priority to these, and whether or not to avoid sacrificing them. And as Dharma practice deepens, there's more and more sense that if we're in touch with something good, that the losing of it is a sacrifice, it's a giving up of something that we have some choice about. We can choose not to pick up the reactivity. We will be reactive, but we can just let it be. And this is where this learning how to develop concentration can be helpful. If concentration is understood not as a deep absorbed focus of the mind, which it can be sometimes, that we want to, but rather that concentration is this movement towards this too. This too I'll include. This too I'll include but I don't have to pick it up. I don't have to become it. It's just part of the periphery. It's part of the big picture, but I don't have to be identified with it. So we might be impatient, but the impatient doesn't have to be who we are. We can see the impatience. We don't have to be impatient with the impatience. We can, so this too gets included, but to be included doesn't mean we become it. It doesn't mean that we now become experts at enacting impatience. It means that the impatience is just there in the global awareness that we can hold all things. So to use concentration practice partly as a teacher for how to be inclusive. And the advantage of that is that when people use concentration practice to get a narrow focus, to really be zero in, which is possible and it's quite nice sometimes, that at that point it's too easy to get the idea that we're supposed to be one way and not another way. And there's resistance or even hostility towards all kinds of aspects of who we are, distracted thoughts and feelings and agitation. And the movement we're going in the Dharma is to learn not to be agitated by anything, not to be aversive or hostile towards anything, to be inclusive. But not the inclusivity where we're kind of accepting everything as if we're supposed to just continue barreling ahead, being just an awful person, you know, be angry or mean or something like that. But the inclusivity that allows it to be in this wider field of the global awareness. And we don't pick up what is not useful, not skillful. We let things be. So that wasn't quite what I had planned to say about concentration. And so somehow it feels a little bit incomplete to end this Dharma Samadhi series with this kind of approach to about concentration. But that's the way it is sometimes. Things don't turn out how we want them to be or how they should be. You know, and sometimes we're left unsatisfied and incomplete. And if that's not included in part, if being incomplete is not part of the completion of this wholeness, then we're in trouble. So maybe it's better we didn't do it just right, because now you're getting a better sense of what Dharma can be about, freedom can be about, than if you had it, we had it just right. And if I'd done a really profound teaching on concentration that just kind of like wowed you, wow, that would have been a disaster. Then you would have thought, oh, that this is what it's about, you know. But now, because it didn't work out right, this is what it's about, is you learning to be at ease with this as well. So thank you. And now I don't have, what I don't have to say though, is now we're going to transition over to the Zoom room for our community meeting, because we're already here, and it was such a convenient thing that that the sound in our, whatever the sound problem was, happened the day that we'd already set up the Zoom room to have this meeting, a community meeting afterwards. So we could transition over, and some, you know, a good number of you made it, and